Welcome to Talking Shop with Chris and Josh. I'm Chris.
And I'm Josh.
And we are brought to you in part by...
Brain Fart. Three Alarm Comics, Biloxi, Mississippi. We love those guys. And Collector's Trading Post on Facebook. Great place to get cool figs. For a really good price, might I add.
Yeah, everybody's helping each other. Josh got a...
I got a Saint Walker off of there for $11.
I've got too much stuff. And I probably regret it all.
It was cool, though. It's a good fig. There are certain like mold lines and things that, you know, you can bitch about. But otherwise, it's just a good fig. It's a good fig. And it goes really well with my Blue Lantern Flash. Because they're done in the same paint, it looks like. So they don't look like they're like, one's kind of cheap looking, the other one's, But no,
I love the DC Direct Black as Night figures. They're so much better than the
DC Classics.
Whatever the hell they call them. But I had a brain fart there. But yeah, the paint on them looks so bad.
Yeah,
the
colored
lanterns,
cheap.
It's like kind of bland and boring. Like,
the trade-off between Direct and Classics is Direct looks better, not posable.
Yeah,
Classics are posable. Actually, they're around the same, because the Direct figure's only supposed to be like $17 retail.
Yeah, but some places
sell them for significantly more. Yeah.
I mean, well, it's understandable. I mean, comic shops have their markup.
There's a guy on CTP that was going to sell, so he had a Blackest Night Kyle Rayner, but it was $17 loose with ship plus shipping.
That's weird. I mean, I know that
I do $17
in
with
small
shipping.
Yeah, in small orders. I know that like those figures are around $10 to a shop. That's how much they cost them when they order small.
Yeah,
smaller quantities,
and then more. So when they order more quantities, obviously they'll
get a little bit better deal, but.
All right. Well, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about because we didn't do any reviews or anything last week.
Yeah, so we got our main his three-way review. Yeah,
his I'm calling it a try review.
Try view. Try view. I just made crap up.
But Chris has a Marvel Madness bracket that he cooked up.
Yeah, I was really bored at my other job the other day and sat around and I thought, hey, what would be fun? And I thought of this, and then I was informed by a couple other people that Comic Resources and a couple other places did one already.
Yeah.
So I was kind of mad at the world.
It's post-March Marvel Madness, because it is now, of course, April.
Yeah. That's why I didn't say March Madness. I said Marvel Madness.
Well, it would work better that way, anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, I came up, I just wrote down 64 Marvel characters off the top of my head. My dad even got in the action. It was kind of funny. And I threw them all in a hat. I cut them up on little pieces of paper, wrote them all out.
While you were on the clock?
Right. On the clock, doing this, yes. Then I drew them all out of my hat. And this is what I came up with. That was how the matchups were made for the first round. There are some really cool matchups, and then there are some seriously...
Less cool matchups?
Less cool matchups or overpowered matchups, like...
Well, I mean, everything that we do like this is a popularity contest. Let's not...
We're gonna try and not be all popularity contest on it. We're gonna I mean, of course it's all opinions. And we're trying to make up who would win out of a bunch of made up characters.
Yeah.
So, that's that. But do you want to do the try review?
I guess we can start with that.
I can. Do you want to read this or do you want me to read it?
You should probably. Let me see.
It's Jason's. It's pretty long. Jason was very he read Age of Apocalypse. He's a DC guy normally, but he read the Age of Apocalypse. He's our third member of our review.
Yeah, his
review is all out. I guess you kind of have to be when you're not here discussing with us.
Too professional? Yeah, it's too professional. Yeah. You actually put effort into this.
that's what I thought. I was like, wow. Okay.
He's listened to our podcast. He knows how useless we are.
Yeah, I told him. What was my response when he asked me if it was too professional?
He said, professional? Yes. Too professional? No. It's a good contrast to my review. He said, okay, I'll be Nerd Cop then.
My review was pretty pretty basic.
Damn wizard phone.
I know. I think my wizard phone alone. All right, I'll start reading it.
You want me to do it?
You can do it.
Jason Corania.
Corania?
I'm assuming that, because he said one of us pronounced his name correctly.
And that was the one that we used, so we'll go with that.
Yeah. Jason says, first off, this is one of the most horrible drawn X titles I have seen, but after reading it, this is what I came out with. The groundwork for the new series has been laid out multiple times, both in the pages of Uncanny X-Force and the Last Falls .1 comic. Yeah, they didn't they? Yeah. And as such, the first issue isn't the best introduction to the current state of the Age of Apocalypse world, or AOA world, depending on how you know you are. There's a fair bit of exposition up front in this issue, but readers would be better served to track down irrelevant back issues first. Chris, bring me the back issues. Which I had to do because I'm not a solid Marvel guy, Jason says. Yeah. So this series picks up closely after the events of Uncanny X-Force 19.1, the new Apocalypse. Now, this is kind of spoilers if you haven't read all this stuff. This is Wolverine, really. Has just slaughtered one of the last enclaves of humanity, and the newly depowered Jean Grey and Sabretooth are fleeing. I don't know how I like them being depowered.
Yeah.
They focus a lot of energy on world building, but this premise remains simple. This loose alliance of humans and former mutants are tasked with fighting a losing battle against Apocalypse's horde. One of the big questions with this series has been since the premise was announced, has been whether the new characters, in quotations, can carry the book in the absence of many familiar X-Men. I know it's only their first issue, but I don't think it can, but I digress. Between the original AOA, its sequel, and this recent work, the vast majority of Magneto's team are either dead or have switched allegiances. This issue succeeds where the previous set of material has failed because it fleshes out the exterminated members. The characters are still mostly enigmas, but at least their basic motivations, abilities, and personalities have been established. So far, what truly sets the series apart from the ever-crowded lineup of X-Books is the setting. The writing captures the darkness, desperation, and general seediness of the AOA-verse, that's very true. A lot of the silliness of the original work is gone, leaving a much more grim and depressing series. For the most part, that suits, but it would be nice if the book can occasionally dredge up a little wackiness to lend color to the stories, or maybe just a little color to lend color to the stories. Roberto De La Torre is certainly well-suited for a darker, grimmer X-Book. His pages are swimming in mood and shadow, but his characters lack the awesomeness that we would expect from a more traditional X-Men series. The backgrounds were dark, but I view an apocalyptic world, but his characters look like hammer dog poop.
Okay, I didn't read the entire thing, so I guess it wasn't that professional.
Jason's now one of my new favorite people because he used hammer and an analog of feces. And the same thing, which I've been saying for years now. So the Age of Apocalypse is a solid book all around in its debut issue, writing-wise, but it's plenty to prove in the coming months. Does this particular alternate universe have enough legs left to carry an ongoing series? Will the X-Terminated continue to hold their own alongside other cast members? Again, time will tell. But this DC guy doesn't see it happening.
Did you notice that?
I did not notice that. That's dead Magneto. And a bunch of dead people.
Yeah. I'm trying to identify anymore, but he's the obvious one.
Good review, Jason.
A good review. Do you want to give your points on it now? Or do you want me to do mine?
I'll do mine. We're right near the panel that I was thinking about. But not knowing exactly what's going on is kind of hard for me because I didn't read the Age of Apocalypse stuff years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did, in 1995, whenever the hell it was. And I haven't read the Uncanny X-Force stuff yet. That being said, some of it's kind of neat. I like seeing characters that are traditionally villains, big villains like William Stryker and Donald Pierce being good guys.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I'm totally like, William Stryker is beating the piss out of people, dude. He's like, tough.
I like his. I love his character.
I like his mask, too.
The mask is awesome.
He kind of looks like Darth Nihilus slash Darth Revan from...
That's what I thought.
And I'm interested to see how Donald Pierce goes.
I like Horror Show. I like his mask at least.
Yeah,
and I think it's kind of ballsy to be a human in this whole thing.
Yeah,
I believe he was the human, right? It was a couple weeks ago I read this.
Yeah, the art is a little uneven at times, to put it kindly. Some of it's really good. Other times there was like a couple.
The settings are fantastic.
Yeah, his backgrounds are awesome.
The characters definitely need a little work, but I mean I like this watch, Quebec. I liked this page.
Where the little team them. Shot. Yeah, that's a really shot. Good shot.
That was a good job. I love that Daredevil is
a bad guy.
A hit squad member now. Just killing things.
There was like one panel where I could not, for the life of me, figure out what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
I was like looking at it, I was like, is that? It was this one. Look, I have no idea what is going on in this panel. Can you tell me? I see a hand there and part of somebody's head. And, like, is that guy a dead guy or something?
No, it's,
See? It's a very poorly drawn panel. Very poorly drawn.
Looking down at something on the ground, it's,
It looks like crap is what it looks like.
That's an X Steel Great cover.
Yeah. But we'll the there's like part of a guy in there, and you like see a head and a hand and some...
First I was going to say, that's Wolverine crouching, but
it's obviously not. Yeah. Other places, the art is really good. It's very moody.
I
like good moody art.
I saw the cover, and I was like, oh, God. It's going to be awful. That was my first...
David Latham / Lapham, depending on how British he goes with it. I don't know. It's good. The cover was somebody.
Humberto Ramos and Dean White.
Yeah.
Humberto
Ramos.
I hated the cover.
The cover sucks. I was
like, oh, this is going to... The art's going to be lame. And then...
The cover really sucks.
The cover definitely didn't sell me, but the interior art was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Where even though it is weak in characters, the settings are perfect for a...
It's a setup issue. Yeah. I mean, it seems like it wants a little bit of setup, but it does do pretty good with the exposition saying this is what's going on and stuff like that. I'm interested enough to keep going. Yeah.
I like the Cyclops pops up. Spoiler.
He still looks like a douche nozzle. I like how, like, Age of Apocalypse Cyclops just looks like Gambit with funny glasses.
That's what I thought first. I was like, why is Gambit there? And I was like, that's not.
Yeah, it took me a second, too. But, because, I mean, it's been so long since the Age of Apocalypse stuff for most of us. It's interesting enough that I'll probably give it a solid another read.
Yeah.
For a full-on ongoing?
I don't know.
No. A mini? Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely got enough beef for a mini, but not for an ongoing.
Yeah, I don't know where you go from there after Wolverine's defeated, if he ever does get defeated. But, I mean, that kind of just limits what you got. I don't think I see it staying around for a while.
Yeah, especially with Marvel and DC being really cancel-happy.
Yeah.
If they're lucky, they'll get like a 6 or 8 issue out of it.
You know it will be canceled as soon as they throw, hey, Rob Liefeld, go there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Rob Liefeld is the canceler.
That's a
coming to TNT this fall.
The canceler.
She doesn't stand.
She will. I will make sure she stands.
Oh, dude, that peg is like giant.
I know.
Oh, yeah. We're playing with my figures. What?
She have a badonkadonk, but she's wearing white underwear. Wade was in here and I discovered that.
It's a leotard.
It sure it is. She's wearing granny panties.
Yeah. We're talking about the Miss Martian Young Justice figure, the little...
Now it sounds even worse when you say young.
Young enough for me.
Ass.
I know, I actually am a couple weeks behind on reviews because I bought a bunch of comics week before last.
Yeah.
I spent like $30 at the shop and got some good titles, dude.
Yeah, Josh goes into a shop and randomly picks up titles. I go in, clear out my folder, go home.
Yeah.
Try not to look at anything else on the wall because then I usually add other other stuff to my titles that I don't want to put in there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like, for me, because I'm so far behind on all the continuities for the most part, on the DC stuff I'm behind, so it's like, you know what, I'll just buy this. Ooh, Batman number 7, I'll grab that. And just, you know, I think we actually talked about that one, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we, no, I don't know if we did. I think we're going to address it today, though.
Yeah.
Chris
and I both read Batman number 7. There's going to be some serious spoilers if you have not read it.
Or Nightwing 7.
Yeah. Be warned. Right now we're telling you, we're going to ruin this. So, I had a buddy at work that told me that didn't mention a spoiler, so.
What happened?
It was it was the Guys Night episode. We talked about Walking Dead, and I'm pretty sure we did it, but I guess we didn't say it loud enough. Spoilers, so.
Mute it for a couple minutes.
Exactly. Or skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, they dropped some pretty interesting big in quotation marks news about what is going on with the Court of Owls and its history with the Grayson line and all that sort of stuff.
That Dick was supposed to be one of the Talons.
Yeah, and that the Grayson Circus is actually a training ground for assassins, which is where I have my first issue with it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they've changed it in the new continuity, but in the old continuity it was a con man that was trying to nail them for protection money, wasn't it? That sabotaged their equipment, and they all died. It's like, well, apparently there were trained assassins that were no good at actually looking at ropes or seeing some guy skulking about.
While you're talking, I'm going to try and pull it up. I know they changed the origin now. I got to kind of see the
The main Talon that Batman was fighting is actually Dick Grayson's great-grandfather. Yeah, one of those is his great-grandfather, and it's interesting enough. And then, like, Batman punches Dick Grayson in the jaw. And
he doesn't punch him. He backhands him. Yeah. Smacks the hell out of him.
Just happens to just somehow manages to hit that one tooth perfectly, and it pops out. And look, it's got a Court of Owls symbol on it.
I can do that.
Yeah, but still kind of dumb. It's like, Batman's a wizard. How about he says, hey, come here, you have a tooth in there that's got some crap on it that's, you know, poison and wizardy, and check this out. Look, I'm right, not, ninja backhand stuff! Ta-da! Because I got a bad tooth, man. I need Batman over here because he knocked that thing out in one piece.
Let's see. This is not the changed version.
Oh, yeah.
At 8 years old, Dick Grayson witnesses mob boss Anthony Zucco threatening the circus owner, demanding insurance for the safety of his performers.
He makes an example
of the Flying Graysons. Let's see if it has...
Because it doesn't... That if that's the actual backstory that they're going with in the New 52, it does not cotton at all.
No, let's
see. And, we discuss how awful the art is on Batman. To anybody that's...
I like that the last couple pages of Nightwing redoes the Batman scene, because it looks better. I was like, hey, that's what it should look like.
But, I don't know, I'm still interested, but... I'm less interested now.
Yeah, I'm trying to find... see if I can find this information. See if
Chris is
going to
look it up.
Stuff.
In the meantime, I'm going to jump to the stuff that I decided to review.
Yeah.
The first on the stack is actually something that I wasn't sure I was going to buy, which is Mark Miller and Lionel Hughes Super Crooks.
Crooks.
It actually got a 1.5-star review on CBR, and I was like, wow, that's like one of the few bad reviews I've seen on that site.
Which is weird, because Miller is a great...
Yeah, you know, Miller is uneven.
Well,
his endings tend to be worse than his beginnings.
Well, since it's the first damn issue, we'll say it's good.
Yeah. I actually
enjoyed
it. If
it's the final issue, we'll be like, oh.
No, like, the review was really anal about it. It's like, it's a slow start, because it's a slow start. All of Mark Miller's stuff is a slow start, I'm just saying. You know, his... But it's interesting. The premise of it is that these supervillains get tired of getting their tails kicked up and down the street, and this one guy that's a friend of theirs, he's their mentor, pisses off the wrong group of supervillain crooks that say you have to give us $100 million by the end of the month or whatever, or we're gonna come kill you. So he goes to his old students. There's a guy like Johnny Quick or not Johnny Quick. Anyway, he's got lightning powers. And the opening panel is them, like, robbing a bank and running in with his henchmen and stuff. And, like, this superhero dude comes out and he's just beating the piss out of him. And as all the henchmen are getting beat down, the main villain guy goes, stop! I've got electric powers! And, cover your children's ears, the next panel is the villain guy getting his face smashed in by the guy's face and says, do I look like I give a shit?
Oh, Jesus.
And then, like, 5 years later, he's out of jail.
I can't find it in there. It's too much words.
But
too many words.
It's an interesting comic. I mean, it's a slow start, but it's because there's a finite plot that he's got set up. It's not going to be 75 issues into the future, you know? And so what they do is they get tired of getting beat up in America, so they decide they're going to go to Spain. Because he's like, his exact line is, have you ever heard of a Captain Spain? And there is in the Ultimates, too, by the way. Or Captain Spain, yeah. But it's interesting. I love Lionel Yu's art, because when it's good, it's really, really good. This is something that I found very interesting about this issue, and it just makes me want to punch Mark Miller, because he's such a self-flagellating penis. Look, it's like the six biggest names in the comic book industry. Mark Miller, John Romita Jr., Mark Miller, Lionel Yu, Mark Miller, Dave Gibbons. Some more John Romita Jr.
Oh, whoa.
Mark Miller, Frank Quitely. Mark Miller, Steve McNiven. Those are the six biggest names.
Nemesis 2 might be pretty good.
Those are the six biggest names in comics
He's
today.
On all of it. He's the only, right?
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting.
Hit Girl? I don't know.
It'd be kind of funny.
The six biggest names in the comic book industry. So, and then it's all Miller World. The big two just became the big three. I'm like, really, Mark Miller? Really? Because you are high, bro. You are high as a kite if you think that your Miller World stuff... is as good as the big three, especially since it's published under the Icon imprint, which by the way, Marvel. Owned by Marvel. It's Marvel's creator-owned imprint.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense there, Mark. Yeah. Come on.
Mark Miller, I have said this for a while, he is very full of himself. He's a good writer, mind you, but
he's a good writer, but
he's, you know, not what he seems to think he is.
He's fantastic.
And then Chris threw, anyway, Super Crooks, good. Check it out. Probably wait till the second issue and then grab two at the same time. Yeah. Because it's only $3 a pop. You know, it's
you
worth
it. You can't go wrong with
exactly.
$3.
And then
$4, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Chris threw a bunch of the new 52 Green Lantern stuff at me. Here, hand me that stack so I'll list off what I read.
New Guardians.
I read New Guardians.
Supplied by Jason Guarina.
Yes. Guarina.
Guarina.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of said.
New Guardians 1 through 4 and Green Lantern Corps 1 through 7.
Yeah, the like 5, 6, and yeah. 7 are ones I picked up. Or 6 and 7.
New Guardians, it's written by Tony Bedard and drawn by Tyler Kirkham. I don't know how I feel about it. It's got some of my favorite lanterns. It basically, they just have a group of lanterns, and it's cool. They changed Kyle's look to make him kind of look like a homeless guy. He's got like stubble, his hair is kind of long, and it doesn't quite look like Kyle.
If you think about what he originally looked like, he was a homeless guy. Almost.
He was just a drunk dude that happened to be in an alleyway at the time because he was in a bar with his buddies. Anyway, it's got some of my favorite other lanterns. It's got because it's got a lantern of each color. Yeah. It's got Saint Walker, who's really rad. That's why I bought the figure. Glomulus, who is my favorite orange lantern because he's so awesome, and of course my absolute favorite yellow lantern, which is Arculo.
As he's grabbing Saint Walker's head.
Yeah.
Head tentacles.
I gotta say, the writing is uneven. The art's okay, but it's a little bit too different for me to really enjoy it as much as I had. Because, Green Lantern Corps is one of the few things that I read a ton of. I'm up to Black, and I haven't read The War of the Green Lantern Corps yet, which I need to. Mm. But it kind of doesn't matter as much, because they've changed so much with the new 52 stuff, certain things just don't make sense.
Yeah, that
kind
of sucks.
You have to kind of puzzle out what they kept and what they didn't. And with the New Guardians, it especially feels very, very different, and it's kind of hard to get into, to be completely
my
honest.
My thing with DC right now, I have no desire to read the older issues now.
It sucks.
Like, doesn't mean
because they don't count anymore.
Which really blows. Because I love having all that knowledge and then being like,
yeah.
But this doesn't.
So if it was a buy or pass on this one, then I would say pass until you can get it, find like a really cheap trade or a buddy can loan it to you.
Amazon.
The art's not bad.
The art is pretty solid.
It's Arculo smashing stuff and it's fun. It eventually brings in. Larfleas as well, which is
very
fun.
Nice, yeah.
But the one that was really, really good, and that I'm really excited about reading more of, is Green Lantern Corps, because it's written by Peter Tomasi,
Tomasi is fantastic.
Such a hero to me right now. And then Fernando Pessoa, who did the art on Emerald Warriors, which, of course, was a mainline, or mainlining Guy Gardner. Guy Gardner, again, is kind of mainlined in this. It's extremely... extremely well written. Tomasi, who if you don't know, used to be an editor for DC before he was a writer to like 2007. He's like, I guess I could do some writing on these books since I'm working with Jeff Johns and stuff. And then of course he just blows Green Lantern Corps out the park, man. Yeah. It's just amazing. And when I talk about Peter Tomasi, I always say, Jeff Johns made me not hate Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
Peter Tomasi made me love Guy Gardner. If you have read the Blackest Night stuff that Tomasi wrote with Guy Gardner, awesome.
For the longest time, I couldn't stand Guy Gardner.
I know.
I always thought the best thing in DC was when Batman just knocked him out, just floored his ass.
But this book, the cool thing about it is it doesn't feel as disjointed as New Guardians, that's for sure. It's still the Green Lantern Corps because it's the same writer. He's still working with whatever he wants to work with, which works
like
really
that.
Well.
And then I also like that Green Lantern is still written by Johns because those two books, from what I've read so far, feel like they've survived the transition the best.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of guesswork with what's going on. Because, with Superman, you're still finding new things out.
Yeah.
Like, there's that... the whole thing with now his suit is part of him. Like, it's the freaking extremist Iron Man suit.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But the art in this is really good. It's a fun, intelligent, interesting book. They do some really awesome stuff with John Stewart. Really awesome stuff. Have you read these yet?
No, not yet. I've read the first issue, I think.
You have to read it because
I'm not gonna get
caught
up.
There's some stuff in there that I don't want to ruin it for you because it's that good. But you find out that John is still the tough guy that he needs to be.
Yeah.
And he will do what needs to be done no matter what it costs him. And it's really awesome. And the issue 7, beautifully well written. And I can't recommend this enough. If it's a passerby on this one, you buy it. You put it on your pull.
You buy it, and you put it 2 issues on your pull.
That's right. And then my big surprise of the past couple chunks of comics I'm reading, which is Moon Knight, which will be ending at issue 12. It was supposed to be an ongoing, but they basically said the sales weren't good enough.
You bring a smaller character, no one's going to buy it. You have to build it. Oh my God, shocker, Marvel. Build a character.
Let them build the character, especially since it's Bendis and Alex Maleev. Alex Maleev, at many times, has really uneven art. It's great in this. If there's a Marvel comic that you don't have that you should probably be reading right now, it's Moon Knight.
Mm.
It is brilliant. Absolutely, ridiculously brilliant. This cover has a lot to do with what goes on in this comic.
Really?
Yes.
Since you guys can't see it through the microphone.
It's Moon Knight standing there. One of his hands is a Spidey hand. The other one is a Wolverine hand. Yeah. And he's standing on Captain America's shield.
I always wondered if it was just some...
It becomes very evident at the end of the first issue that Bendis is brilliant. Mm. He is a brilliant devil of a madman.
And if you haven't been able to tell yet, Josh has a man crush on Bendis.
Totally. He's writing a book about how to write comics, and I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it twice.
I think what he's doing is he's writing it, and then he's make people buy it for his class.
Yeah.
Because then he's going to be brilliant. Because he teaches writing at the University of Portland, which is making me happy that I'm starting my school career again very soon. So, read Moon Knight. It is so awesome. I don't really want to get into spoilers, but...
I'll borrow it from you to read it.
It's so amazing. It's like you're just kind of reading along, you're thinking, oh, cool, this is very interesting. Moon Knight's getting established. That's cool. And then the very last page of issue 1, you're like, oh, Bendis. Oh, Bendis, how? how could you do such a brilliant thing?
I just got the worst visual in my head.
It's great, though. It's excellent comic book. Excellent comic book. And I'm sad that they're going to end it at issue 12.
Yeah, that's just Marvel for you.
Next month it ends. Or this month now, actually.
Yeah,
but it's going to be worth buying. I'm probably going to stop buying it now. I'm just going to buy it in trade because $4 an issue is...
Yeah.
For 12 issues, it's something that's going to cost 20, maybe 25 for the trade. You might want to wait on it or just hit eBay because you can get them for $2 a piece easy on there, and that makes it really worth it.
You can go to other places to get them for, $1 an issue.
My boss, who was a huge Bendis fan, who's the reason that I'm a Bendis fan now, I told him about it. I was like, hey, you should read Moon Knight. He's like, oh, who's doing it? I was like, Bendis and Maleev. He's like, that's all you have to say. Really, you don't have to tell me anything else. I'll read anything Bendis writes. But it's good. It's really, really good, man. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I cannot wait to see where he goes with it.
All right, well, I'll borrow it from you, see what I think.
Yeah.
But, like always, my opinion doesn't matter to Josh.
That's very true.
Ouch. That's why I'm quiet all the time.
Did we have any figure reviews that we needed to do?
No, I didn't.
I don't think I ever actually fully reviewed Red Arrow.
No, we don't need to review him.
He's just standing there. You can find the Young Justice Red Arrow 6-inch figure. At $24, it's kind of expensive. At $20, it's probably a decent buy. If you can get it for less than $20, snag it.
How much did you get it for, Josh?
$5. That would be $5.
$5 for all those people that don't speakers. Speak. Ass.
Ass. Don't die, Chris. Don't die.
I'm so tired. I'm literally running on no sleep. My contacts are so dry. And I just want to go curl up in a fetal position and...
Come here.
And sing Lullabies.
Bring your head to my bosom.
Aw. Thank you, Josh. All right, I'm gonna rage about a little bit of stuff here.
Oh, Chris is mad.
I'm mad. Anger.
Chris is mad. Breaking stuff.
These are my notes. I didn't actually get to give much of my Age of Apocalypse review because Josh kept cutting me off.
We were discussing it together.
We kind of were. But I wanted to say, what the hell is up with Jean Grey's outfit?
I know.
That makes no sense at all, strategically. I mean, she has no powers now, right?
Yeah.
So she just wears something that covers the sides of her boobs?
Mm-hmm. That's called the future, Chris.
You know, I was reading it. The whole thing that I was sitting there reading, and I was like, it looks pretty cold in this apocalyptic world.
It does look a little chilly.
Why is she wearing that? That makes
she doesn't have a telekinetic shield to keep her warm all the time.
My exact notes, and this is gonna be the one F-bomb for the show.
So
I'm taking this is my first one in three shows.
You're dropping the F-er?
Yeah. The fuck is up with her stupid costume? That is my notes. If you can kind of see it, I paraphrased it a little bit.
Yeah,
but that's how I felt. I had no idea. What else did I have? I love that my other notes. I took very brief notes on my phone.
I don't like how your notes look like notepaper stuff. It offends me.
Wow, that's kind of how it is. It's
kind of too rad for me.
I've been catching up on Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes,
which is a great show. My nephews love
it. It is awesome
because of that show, they know who Hawkeye is.
Yeah, I've been watching through and because I have the first season on DVD, but mm-hmm. I've never actually finished it. Like, I've seen the first couple episodes. Each one's like $10.
How many? Oh, it's like, what, it's
four volumes?
Why don't they just... I hate that.
Yeah, it sucks. Because there's only like seven and six six episodes on each disc.
Yeah, they do that on purpose because they want to make sure they can get everybody to buy it.
Like, yeah, but... Because
if they put it on... You know, if they charge $15 a DVD and then put it in... You know, that seems reasonable, but if they put it all in a box set and charge $60 for a DVD, people are going to go, what?
Oh,
they
just
put out Game of Thrones on Blu-ray in a sweet box for $55.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I noticed that. But I was watching through, and I was watching the Captain America episode.
Yeah.
And Wolverine's a member of the Howling Commandos.
Yeah.
Just pops up. I thought that was kind of cool. I was like, that's...
I don't know. I like it better when if they would go off the Wolverine Origins Captain America story, because it's one of the best Wolverine Origins or Wolverine arcs ever written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks good, even with Steve Dillon art. Not that I dislike Steve Dillon. Chris just has issues with it.
Another thing I loved was Batman smacking Dick Grayson. Yeah. I'm a big Dick Grayson fan, but...
He's like, cut it to now!
It's like, boosh! I was like, whoa, that was awesome. Then I also have to rage about the new Wolverine arc. The current arc.
Is it that bad?
The story is okay. The story's fun. It's Wolverine going back to Japan, and he has berserker rages, which I've been thinking for a while you need to have again.
Yeah.
But they're the newest two issues. I don't know if 301 did it or not, or 300 did it. But the newest two issues, there's parts in the book where one page will be one artist, and you will flip the page, be a totally different artist.
Oh.
And, oh.
We can, I'll table my thoughts on that for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we gotta do our Marvel. But oh my lord!
Yeah, that's half a show.
That is half a show of just raging and screaming and shouting anti-Semitic things at the world.
That's not true.
Okay, fine. But all right, you want to do our Marvel bracket now, just for the hell of it?
Feel free.
Josh is just staring at the wall, pissed off now. He's gonna kill something.
My brain just shut off for a second. I was doing my 1,000-yard stare.
All right. Well, I made this bracket, like I was saying at the beginning of the show.
It honestly just looks like it was somebody's bracket that they were going to fill out for my March Madness.
It is. It's just blank. I went on, and that's exactly what it is. I Googled blank March Madness brackets. So that's what came up. So I was like, all right. But there are some seriously overmatched matchups in there.
There's some random villains just randomly tossed in.
We'll replace them with characters.
You got the sword. I mean, you got Swordsman on here. He's
I know, but he came back as a hero at one point. That was my dad's point. My dad picked that. Okay, we can replace him. All right,
it's fine. He can have it.
No, we'll put Moon Knight in his place.
Oh, you didn't put Moon Knight on there?
I don't think I don't think I thought of Moon Knight.
Yeah,
I don't think I did though. All right, we'll put Moon Knight for Swordsman, and there's another one, Black Knight's on here, too.
Black Knight's cool. You can leave
him.
I like Black Knight.
All right. So
no offense to Chris's dad.
All right. But my dad put him on there.
Cooler character.
I know, okay. All right. So we want to do our first matchup.
It's a little overpowered.
It takes two of Josh's characters that he likes. And one's going to get blown away.
Yeah.
Beta Ray Bill versus Rocket Raccoon.
What we're going to have to do is we'll find out like a PDF or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll actually fill this bracket out and put it up.
Yeah.
And so people can actually look at it.
We could do that.
And figure what they want to vote on and stuff. So
yeah, we'll do that. But
it might take a couple shows for us to actually finally finish it out.
Oh, we can finish this now.
No, I'm not saying finish out the entire thing.
Yeah. All right. So who you got in that fight?
Oh, come on. Yeah, there's only a little bit of power creep on that one.
BRB. All right, yeah.
I love Rocket, but...
I pulled those two names out, and I was like, okay, Rocket Raccoon has all the powers of a raccoon. I know, there's more to it than that.
An anthropomorphic raccoon that's really good at strategy and tactics.
I know.
He has a brilliant tactical mind. You would know this if you read Guardians of the Galaxy,
I've read up on Rocket Raccoon, okay? I knew these things. But again, he has all the powers of a raccoon.
Versus
albeit,
Thor.
Albeit...
Versus a slightly less powerful alien Thor.
Oh, yes. So...
we don't even really need... I don't know. It's going to be kind of hard to go through the whole bracket.
Oh, it will not, because the first few are going to be quick. Next one, Thor versus Iron Fist.
Yeah, that's...
that's another mismatch.
I love Iron Fist, though.
Oh, yeah. So that's the next one. Look at that, though.
Yeah.
Look at the next setup. So you want to go Moon Knight versus Gambit?
I'm going to go Moon Knight.
Why?
Because Moon Knight's rad.
I'd have to give it to Moon Knight also just for how unpredictable he is.
Yeah, supposedly Gambit is an Omega level mutant and all this sort of stuff, but
he hasn't really shown it.
Yeah, character wise, he's not that cool.
Yeah, no,
I liked Gambit when I was 12 because he had a really cool action figure that had a crappy the kicking action.
You hear
action
that?
Figure.
You hear that noise? That slamming? That is Josh Miller slamming anything in his vicinity. He loves Gambit. But he's a fool.
I don't know. What I think we should do is just read off the matchups, and then have everybody do their votes, and we'll.
But we don't get enough votes.
Otherwise we're gonna be spending the next 2 hours doing this.
No, we're not gonna spend 2 hours doing this. They're go quick. We've got through three. Punisher versus Namor.
Punisher.
Whoa.
Punisher. I like Namor, but.
Whoa.
Namor isn't invulnerable.
Yeah, you're right.
Punisher has big guns.
Maybe we'll make it Frankencastle. Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, because Namor's rad and everything, but a bullet betwixt the eyes, and that's Namor's game.
Yeah. I mean, I love Namor, but you have a good point. Punisher.
Which actually brings up another, actually relatively even bout there, which I believe they fought.
They did. Spider-Man versus Iron Man.
Oh, dude, I hate them both.
I can't get into either one, but
I would take
out of respect for my dad. I'd want to take Spider-Man.
Yeah, I guess.
I want to take Spider-Man. I figure if he finds some way to get past the armor,
yeah,
and it becomes Peter Parker versus Tony Stark.
No, well, that's not even a fight.
I know Peter Parker. So I'm giving it to Spider-Man.
We're gonna take Spidey.
Spider-Man. Blade versus Shield.
I do not think it is physically possible for me to care any less about this matchup.
I know.
Take Blade.
Whoa, no, I'm taking She-Hulk. Yeah.
Chris and I, you know, give me that other bracket.
Wow.
Fucking.
Oh, that was the other F word for this thing. You find another. No, I'm using.
That's my pen.
I know it's your pen, but I grabbed it first.
I'm going to kill you.
But I'm taking She-Hulk. Fine, you can do your bracket. I was going to use that blank one to do a DC one.
Well, I don't care about your DC bracket.
All right, fine.
I'm going to find a pen now. I have one in my house somewhere, I'm sure.
You know, you're pissed off so much. Just use your Red Lantern blood. Just vomit all over the page.
That would burn the paper, Chris.
So what, Josh? She-Hulk will rip Blade in half.
Blade's tougher than he looks.
No. You can't be tougher than he looks. He looks like a pansy. But I guess it's not hard, then. So, you're going to go with She-Hulk, huh?
I'm going to go with Blade.
Damn it, I was hoping to trick you. All right, Josh is going to go with Blade.
Okay, we're just kind of kicking this out.
I'll let Josh... We'll stall while Josh writes this up real fast.
Moon Knight. Yes. Jambo Kugabadoo.
Spider-Man. And then Josh has Blade.
I'm taking Blake because I hate She-Hulk so much, dude.
Fine.
She's such a lame character.
All right. Next Falcon, is Falcon.
Black Bolt.
Versus Black Bolt.
I love the Falcon, but come on, dude.
I think how my dad and I did this, Black Bolt versus anybody.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
There would be some feathers.
You wanna tell people a quick rundown of Black Bolt's power? Just the
Black
the
Bolt
Reader's Digest.
He
doesn't speak.
Yeah, because he can't. He has an absolutely immense amount of power in his body that comes out when he talks. Mm-hmm. He has been known to decimate an entire city by saying no.
Yep.
him and Vulcan have a pretty good blowout in the War of Kings stuff. You need to read that because
I'm
going to
catch up on that one.
I have War of Kings.
I know. I'm going to borrow that.
I'm only
as soon as I'm done with Conquest, I'm going to take that.
Yeah. We actually need to read the actual Conquest event now, too.
I know.
Anyway.
Next is Black Widow versus Phantom X.
I'm going to take Phantom X.
Yeah, you know...
Just because I like him. I've never been a big Black Widow fan, and she's tough and all. Phantom X is a more interesting character. Phantom even though he has a terrible, terrible name.
Yeah, he is an interesting character. Honestly, it doesn't really matter who the hell we take in this one, because the next person to go up against is Black Widow.
Yeah.
I want to take Black Widow just because...
All right, what do we got here?
I can. Winter Soldier versus Invisible Woman.
Yeah, that's a fight.
So, Josh, who are you taking?
Don't you know how tough Invisible Woman is?
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not even a fight. And then Black Panther, Cap... It's not even a fight.
Of course. Sorry, Black Panther.
It'd be a good fight if it was an actual fight.
It'd be a great fight.
But it would be fun, but no.
So that sets up the battle I want.
Next, Captain Britain versus Luke Cage. Give me a break.
Who are you putting?
Captain Britain, dude.
Whoa.
I love Captain Britain. Let it be known. Josh loves Captain Britain. Alan Moore, Alan Davis, great stuff. And I loved Captain Britain and MI-13.
I told
Paul Cornell when I met him that I loved Captain Britain and MI-13. And he said thank you and that he was sad that it was canceled. And I told him how upset I was.
I don't know who I want in that fight.
Dude, nobody wants Luke Cage.
I just want to see Luke Cage and Ghost Rider fight.
Sweet Christmas.
I'm doing it. I'm taking Luke Cage. Luke Cage found a way.
Then we got go next.
Ghost Rider and Havoc.
Which Ghost Rider?
I just went with...
Johnny Blaze?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm taking Havoc.
Same here. So, sorry, Ghost Rider.
Because I hate Johnny Blaze as Ghost Rider. I'm a Dan Ketch guy.
Yeah, I know. I know you were. I just... Yeah. I mean, I make a differentiate between two Human Torches later on, but...
Oh, yeah.
Next one, Doctor Strange versus X-23.
I like X-23, but I'm going to go Doc Strange.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really fight with Doc Strange. I mean, you can, but...
Yeah.
I mean, she's just there. She can't really...
Oh, that fight's not no fair.
Black Knight versus Hulk? That's exactly what I thought when I drew those out of the hat. I was like, damn it!
I'm taking Black Knight.
Wow.
No, I'm gonna have to
put
Hulk.
You gotta put Hulk. I mean, we're not... Obviously, as you can tell, we're not really...
I do like the Black Knight. I have the old... the last chunk of Marvel Legends, you know, the crappy quality ones. Yeah. I have that Black Knight figure.
Oh, nice.
It's a good fig, actually. Yeah. It's kind of like crap.
If you can't tell by now, we're not really taking this 100% seriously.
Yeah.
The first round, Ken has a bunch of mismatches.
Yeah.
Later on, it's going to get a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Next is Nightcrawler versus Professor X.
Oh, man. Are we doing walking or sitting?
Sitting.
Mm.
Does it really matter with a telepath? Come on.
Nightcrawler has the Lord on his side.
Professor X can make the Lord manifest in his own head.
Yeah.
Professor X.
That's
what I'm getting
off.
Sorry, Nightcrawler. Next, Cyclops versus Warpath.
Cyclops.
Yeah.
I like Warpath, but Cyclops is legit.
Cyclops is a bitch, but...
Yeah.
Alright. The next bracket, next side, Deadpool versus Wasp.
I just imagine bug spray and that's over.
Yep, that's that. Honestly, that is exactly what popped into my head. All right, so Deadpool versus Wasp. Next, we have a couple of reformed villains here. Quicksilver versus Emma Frost.
Which Quicksilver are we talking? Because Oh, no, wait, no, that's Marmalite's, technically. Yeah. He ends up with Terrigen crystals implanted all over his body.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm going to take Quicksilver. I've always been a Quicksilver fan.
Wow. I'm going to take Emma Frost. Not only for the telepath, but the... boobs. I mean, the diamond form.
Cyclops in that... Cyclops and Wolverine in that outfit, remember?
Oh, yeah. That made me laugh. This one's actually interesting. This next fight, Miss Marvel versus Scarlet Witch.
We're doing not insane Scarlet Witch, right?
Yeah, not insane Scarlet Witch. Good girl, Scarlet Witch. I've got to give it to Miss Marvel.
I'm gonna take Scarlet Witch.
Oh wow, why?
Because man, she's got probability altering.
Yeah, but Miss Marvel is just.
Miss Marvel is gonna go on her menses, because whoa. Scarlet Witch is gonna use her powers to do that.
Yeah, but she's gonna get crabby. That'll just piss her off, and she's gonna rage and destroy things.
Yeah, but she's gonna be plugging, dude. She's gonna be plugging. She's gonna go to the store.
Wow, we've just lost all one of our female listeners. Right. this one's cool. Valkyrie versus Drax the Destroyer.
Which Drax? Later, are we talking first appearance Drax, or
no, we're talking the new Drax?
I'm gonna take new Drax.
Yeah. I mean, Valkyrie's been pretty badass in the new. In the Fearless stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Drax also. This next one's kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thing
versus Rogue.
I gotta go with Aunt Petunia's favorite.
I'm on the fence. I mean, I'm thinking.
They changed Rogue's powers later on too, and now
yeah,
she's
depowered.
Well, her powers.
Well, she had Ms. Marvel's powers.
I know, but her powers now that she can like borrow somebody's mutant power and learn how to use it perfectly or some sort of weird stuff. My boss was telling me about it. I don't know. I don't read X-Men comics, so it's hard for me to tell. You just do your pick because I know who I'm choosing in the next one. It's not even.
Yeah. God. I think. Nah, okay, I gotta keep it with Thing.
Yeah.
But, next one, Star-Lord versus Captain Marvel. Josh obviously takes Star-Lord, if you haven't.
Which Captain Marvel?
The original.
I'm taking Star-Lord. That would be a fight that wouldn't happen, mind you.
Yeah. The Kree Captain Marvel. Let's see.
Just because Star-Lord's rad.
I'm giving it to Captain Marvel.
Star-Lord's smart. He knows how to do things proper.
I'm giving it to Captain Marvel. Don't care how smart Star-Lord is. Next one. This is a good fight.
Star-Lord is legit, bro.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Next one. This is a good fight.
This is a good one, yeah.
Colossus versus War Machine. Not Jugger Colossus.
Just actual Colossus.
I'm not giving him his...
I gotta stick with Pete. I love War Machine, mind you.
Yeah.
Well, there's two different War Machines, technically, too. There's War Machine, and then there's Cyborg Crazy War Machine.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna take Colossus. In either case.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta give it to him.
Colossus.
We're gonna agree on a lot of the beginning ones. Yeah. Later on, we're gonna argue and fight. Iceman versus Phoenix.
I'm assuming we're talking Rachel Summers Phoenix, because if it's Jean Grey Phoenix, then there's no...
I know.
So it's gonna have to be Rachel Summers Phoenix.
No.
It's actually an even fight if it's Rachel Summers Phoenix.
No. Thinking about it that way, because otherwise it's gonna end up being Phoenix versus Black Bolt in the end.
Yeah. I say we gotta make it to Rachel Summers Phoenix. I would actually take Rachel over Iceman, even though I do like Iceman.
I'm still trying to figure out if I want to have Jean Grey Phoenix or.
You can't have Jean Grey Phoenix unless she's a villain.
I have Phoenix, not Dark Phoenix.
It doesn't matter. I'm still taking Phoenix in that one, but.
All right. We're gonna.
I'm gonna go Rachel Summers.
We'll do Rachel Summers. Yeah,
she's a more interesting character.
I'll have to find a way to knock off Black Bolt. I didn't think it through when I gave some of these high-powered.
Yeah.
Characters.
All right. Let's see.
All right. Rachel Summers Phoenix. Honestly, I'm not that familiar with her power set.
She's basically lower powered Jean Grey.
Okay.
She's cool.
Yeah, I'll give it to her then.
I like her. She was actually a good character. Her and the Shi'ar guy named Corvus. Mm. They both get depowered later on, though.
This is a cool one. I kind of messed up by adding this qualifier in there. I put Beast versus Angel / Archangel. I'm thinking about taking Archangel off. Just Beast versus Angel.
Yeah, that's more fair.
That's much more fair.
I'll take Beast.
I love Beast. Gotta take Beast.
He's too damn smart.
Yep. Mr. Fantastic versus Psylocke.
Oh, God. I don't really care for either one of those. I like Uncanny X-Force Psylocke, so I'll take her.
Why? How do you think she's going to beat Mr. Fantastic?
Done.
Look at my head. It goes in. I'm taking Mr. Fantastic.
I hate Mr. Fantastic because he's a chode.
Okay.
He's so arrogant.
I'm giving to Mr. Fantastic. I'm giving to Reed Richards, no matter how much I dislike him. Which is kind of funny. My dad is a huge Fantastic Four fan. My dad's a huge Spider-Man fan. He's a huge... Oh, God, what else did he collect? Collected a ton of stuff. But, like, our tastes...
Very different.
...differ a lot.
Technically, I mean, our tastes differ a little bit, too.
Yeah, so. they differ quite a bit, actually. Yeah. I mean, okay, I also got Nick Fury and Wolverine.
I'm taking Nick, baby.
Yeah. God damn it.
Because Nick Fury... He's just rad. He knows everything.
And I'm talking normal Nick Fury, not Ultimates Nick Fury.
Yeah, that Nick Fury doesn't exist for me anymore. This next one's not even a fight either.
So I'm still not done.
Just pick.
Yeah, the next one's way too.
Next one is Silver Surfer versus Hank Pym. Which Pym? Are we talking Giant Man or what?
I just put Hank Pym because he changes.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't even matter. It's Silver Surfer. I'm putting Wolverine over Nick Fury. Just because I want somebody to be able to stand a chance against Silver Surfer.
No.
Wolverine doesn't really, but...
Yeah.
This is a good one. Johnny Storm, Human Torch versus Vision.
I like Vision.
Yeah. That's what happens. Nova versus Storm.
Nova. Yeah, that's a qualifier as well. Are we talking old... Crappy Nova. We're talking new Nova.
Daredevil versus Red Hulk. Josh is going to say Daredevil because he hates Red Hulk. I've got to be realistic about it because I'm not an
Daredevil.
Ass.
Daredevil.
Real.
Red Never Hulk. Ever underestimate Matt Murdock, bro. He's been to hell literally and back.
Red Hulk lifted up Thor's hammer.
No, Red Hulk did not lift up Thor's hammer.
He lifted up Thor holding Thor's hammer.
I have two words. I have two words that are going to change everybody's mind on this, and those words are Jeff Loeb.
Damn it. Shut up.
Jeff
Loeb. No, I'm keeping Red Hulk. I hate Red Hulk, but he's going to beat Daredevil. Sorry. Next is Jim Hammond.
Yeah. My life. I like Jim Hammond, but you know who I've got to take on that
Jim
one.
Jim Hammond, Human Torch.
Versus?
Hawkeye.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a feeling Hawkeye finds a way on that
Jim's cool, though.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
He's a really good character.
All right, so that's our first round.
You need to read the new Invaders, because the art is really good, and it has a different costume for Union Jack. He's not just cruising around in spandex. Early 2000s, very early 2000s.
Yeah. I read the Avengers Invaders.
Those were okay,
I like the covers.
But it's the covers, because the covers were cool. But it's like, it's cool, it's Union Jack, and like he's got like a base armor and stuff, and he's got a bulletproof vest. We're at 53 minutes.
53 minutes? Crap, we gotta hurry!
Yep.
Alright, so now this is gonna be a...
Beta Ray Bill versus Thor. You know what?
I gotta give it to the original. I'm giving Thor.
You know what? I'm taking Bill because... In the quest, or in the original fight for the hammer and everything... Bill won twice.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. I'm taking Beta Ray Bill. Preston will cut me.
I'm giving to Thor. Hi, Preston. We can be friends now.
Then we got Moon Knight
I'm
Punisher.
To Thor because I'm Norwegian.
Moon Knight Punisher.
I'm giving to Punisher.
Yeah. As much as I like Moon Knight.
Spider-Man. For me, it's Spider-Man, She-Hulk. Obviously, Spider-Man's going to win.
I got Spidey Blade, and Spidey's going to take it. What are we going to do with Black Bolt? We're going to have to change him for somebody else.
God.
Should we just table Black Bolt for now, saying he has an intergalactic problem?
Well, then we'll have to kick off Silver Surfer also.
Silver Surfer's not as powerful as Black Bolt.
No, Silver Surfer... Come on.
No, because you got to realize, when Silver Surfer is kicked out of Galactus' service, he loses like 95% of his power.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, when he's under Galactus, like in Annihilation.
He's unbelievably powerful.
It was super bad.
God, okay. Well, no, I...
Because remember, old Black Bolt wasn't as powerful either.
I know.
They made him more powerful in the modern stuff. Here, I just want to see Phantom X versus Spidey. How about
this
that?
This is how I'm going to kick it off. Black Widow shoots Black Bolt in the face. Black Widow wins. Yeah, look at that.
I got Black Bolt, Phantom X. I'm gonna. I just want to see Phantom X versus Spidey because that would be an interesting fight.
Yeah, I. That was my way of getting Black Bolt off here.
Yep.
Black Widow uses little stingers, shoots him in the face before he can speak. Yeah, totally makes sense. Look it up. It's on the internet now.
Winter Soldier, Captain America.
Winter Soldier.
Captain America. Because Captain America already beat Winter Soldier.
No. Yes, he did. Never did. Given Winter Soldier. Why? Winter Soldier has the arm.
Don't care. Captain Britain versus Havoc online.
No, I want to argue.
Nope. I'm not going to argue that.
Fight Winter Soldier because Bucky's better than Steve Rogers.
Nope.
Oh, yes, he is.
Nope.
He's actually an interesting character.
How dare you malign Brubaker's run like that?
Don't care. He was. No matter how good he did it, he made Bucky the more interesting character. Game over. I have Luke Cage versus Havoc. I'm putting Havoc.
I got Captain Britain versus Havoc, and I'm taking Captain Britain.
Alright.
We think we both have Doc Strange versus Hulk. I'm going to take the Doc.
Yeah. I don't know. I have the Doc. Yeah, Doctor Strange.
I'm going to take Professor X versus Cyclops.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just, I don't know. Because it's fun to have Professor X and Doctor Strange fight.
That'll be fun. That will be fun. Deadpool versus Emma Frost.
I got Deadpool versus Quicksilver.
I got Deadpool versus Emma Frost. I don't know what to do here.
You know what?
Oh, no. I think there was actually...
I'm going to take Deadpool just because of the crazy factor.
That's why I'm doing it. Deadpool, I think there was in the newest run of Deadpool, Emma Frost tries to read his mind, and she's just, like, lost. So that's what I'm going there. Next, I have Miss Marvel versus Drax.
I got Scarlet Witch Drax. I'm taking Scarlet Witch.
Ooh.
Drax is more powerful when he's around Thanos.
Yeah.
Everybody else, he is significantly less powerful.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking Miss Marvel. Although, I wouldn't mind seeing Drax and Deadpool in a knife fight.
I got
Drax, Deadpool, Monkey Man knife fight.
I got Thing, Star-Lord. But, I'm declaring it a drinking contest. I'm going to give it to Star-Lord.
Josh is going to be, Josh's final two is going to be Captain America versus Star-Lord. I got a feeling here. I got Thing, Captain Marvel. I'm giving it to Captain Marvel.
I got Colossus, Phoenix.
Colossus.
Yeah.
Because it's the debuffed Phoenix. Yeah, look at that. I changed the rules on my own thing.
It's Beast, Psylocke.
You know, like five people turned it off after they heard, you're taking away Black Bolt just because of that.
That's assuming people, there were five people listening in the first place. We got Beast, Psylocke.
I got Beast, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, that's a science, it's going to be a science
fair. It's
going
to be a science fair. I'm giving it to Beast because he's blue.
I'm going to take,
No matter how blue Mr. Fantastic makes his suit, he can never be as blue as Beast.
He can never out-blue the Beast. I'm going to take Beast just because I like him better.
I have Wolverine versus Silver Surfer.
I got Nick Fury versus Silver Surfer. You know what? Nick Fury is smart as hell, though.
I know.
He's tricked a lot of smart folks.
Well, we're going debuff. Fuck it. Oh, that's my second
your two.
One. I'm up to two. We have three this podcast?
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, crap. We're sailors today.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Silver Surfer, hands down.
You know what? I'm going to take Nick Fury.
Why? Because if you have an upset, the rule is you have to have a reason for it.
If there's anybody that can convince Silver Surfer not to fight, it's going to be Nick Fury. Just because he is so... He's got that tactical mind. He's going to have to come up against somebody who's just as smart as he is.
Yeah.
And Silver Surfer's awesome and everything.
I had to give it to Silver Surfer.
You know what? I'll take Silver Surfer.
Yeah. All right. Vision versus Nova is what I have. I think you have the same.
Yep. I got to take Nova.
Why?
Because he's tough. I don't know. You know, Vision's been around a while.
I'm giving it to Vision.
That's a good point.
That'd be a tough one.
It is, man.
I got to give it to Vision.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I have Red Hulk versus Hawkeye.
I got Daredevil Hawkeye, and we both know that Hawkeye's going to pull it out.
Hawkeye shoots Red Hulk in the face with an adamantium arrow.
I think that he just shaves off Red Hulk's mustache.
Ritholt doesn't have a mustache. It makes me mad.
I find it interesting that Thunderbolt Ross has a mustache, and then he turns into a Hulk and doesn't have a mustache.
Do Hulks not grow mustaches?
And you know what it is? They didn't want anybody to know that Thunderbolt Ross was Red Hulk for a long time. That's bull.
Hey, Jeff Loeb, way to think that through. He's a Hulk now?
Oh, okay, crap.
He's a mustache!
I got Beta Ray Bill and Punisher. It's not even a fight.
I got Thor, Punisher. Duh. Oh, my pen's running out of ink.
Ooh. Ain't that a shame.
After I gave Josh all this crap about his pen.
You know, I'm just going to go through and write my picks.
I need a pen. No.
Oh, you're going to do it then.
Just hand you my...
Here's the pen right here. I don't need you to do that.
Oh, yeah?
I found one.
I'm a machine.
Nice.
All right. Yeah. I got Thor versus Punisher. Thor's going to win. Next we have Spider-Man, Black Widow. This is for mine.
I got Spidey Phantom X.
In fact, Spider-Man and Black Widow have fought. But I'm getting to Spidey.
I actually took Phantom X.
Whoa.
Just for fun. Because I don't like Spidey.
Just for the lulz. I have Winter Soldier versus Havoc. Give me a Winter Soldier because he's a marksman.
I got Captain America versus Captain Britain, and I'm taking Captain A because he's got...
Because he's legit. Because he's first in the alphabet.
Because he's legit. Everybody knows that America beats Britain.
Now I have Professor X versus Doctor Strange.
Me too. I'm taking the Doc.
Ooh, why?
He's got the Eye of Agamotto, dude. It protects him from all mental influence.
Ooh. Pulling out references. Like it. Swayed me. Doctor Strange. I love Professor X, though. But I'll give it to Doctor Strange. Deadpool versus Miss Marvel for me.
I got Deadpool Scarlet Witch.
You know what? Deadpool's going to win. Why? Because he is. That's why.
You know what? Deadpool Scarlet Witch would be the most interesting fight ever because she would try to change reality and it wouldn't work.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking as soon as she did that.
But she could make the world sane and it would freak him out.
Ooh. It doesn't matter. They can be sane. He doesn't need to be sane. He's sane in his own mind. All three heads of his. All three people in his mind. I'll take Deadpool for fun. Huh?
I'll take Deadpool.
Yeah, for fun. I was hoping for a Miss Marvel, Captain Marvel mashup, but Deadpool, I want to have Deadpool.
Let's see here.
I don't know why Deadpool can beat Miss Marvel.
I got Star-Lord Colossus. Now, Colossus would beat him in the drinking contest, that's for sure.
I got Colossus versus Captain Marvel. Who would you take in that?
Colossus versus Captain Marvel? Oh, I don't know, man.
I'm taking Colossus just because I want to see Colossus versus Deadpool.
I gotta rationalize a way for Star-Lord to beat Colossus.
Got it. Whoever can go to Baby Gap and put on the most clothes wins.
You know what?
Star-Lord won.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
It's supposed to be ridiculous. This would be exactly how I'd fill out an NCAA bracket.
Yep. I got
that name sounds cool. Put them.
I got Beast Silver Surfer. I'll take the Surfer.
I'm taking Beast. He's going to use science to figure out a way to disprove Silver Surfer. There we go. The blue guy covered in hair is going to find a way to scientifically disprove the Surfer.
Vision versus Hawkeye. Oh, man.
Vision. Josh just gave me a death stare. I didn't have to look up.
No, I'm torn, because Hawkeye's tough, but I think Vision
will take it. I like how we're logically thinking some of these through, and
we're logically thinking the smart ones.
Yeah.
And the ones that are silly with characters we like, we're totally wrong.
We're finding a way. All right, now I have Thor versus Spider-Man.
I got Beta Ray Bill versus Phantom X. That's an easy.
Thor.
Yeah.
I got Winter Soldier versus Doctor Strange.
Oh, you know what? Be honest. Just saying. I got Captain America versus Doc Strange. Oh.
You know, I want to say, part of me wants to just say that Bucky would find a way.
I think Captain America could beat Doctor Strange.
You know, if I have Bucky beating Captain America, I have to have him beating Doctor Strange. I'm just trying to find a way to rationalize it.
Yeah.
I don't need to rationalize it. It's my bracket, and I'm the first one mentioned on the podcast.
Winter Soldier, I don't know. It's pretty rough.
Honestly,
he doesn't have the killer instinct Doctor Strange doesn't have the killer instinct
that Bucky does.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the perseverance that Captain America does.
Yeah, so I'm giving it to Bucky. That's why.
Deadpool, I got Deadpool Star-Lord. I'm going to... God, I don't know.
I got Deadpool Colossus in a drinking match.
You got to give it to Colossus.
No, Deadpool wins. Healing factor. Wolverine can't get drunk. Deadpool wins.
Colossus is Russian.
Don't care. He will reach a limit. Deadpool, like Wolverine, doesn't have a limit. Healing factor. Deadpool beats Colossus. Drinking game.
I got Deadpool Star-Lord. One of them is going to have to walk away in frustration.
Star-Lord walks away in frustration. Deadpool never gives up. No matter how crazy things get. Now I have Beast versus Vision. Who'd you take?
Star-Lord distracts Deadpool with a talking raccoon.
Wow. So what does Star-Lord do after that? Runs away?
He just walks away while Deadpool's trying to figure out what the hell Rocket Raccoon is.
Deadpool's still at the fight. He wins. No. Star-Lord left the fight.
Nope. Star-Lord advances.
Wow, pansy. My jeans ripped.
Holy crap. They did. I got Beast versus Vision. It's actually a decent fight.
I want to put Beast again. I mean, because if anybody can figure out a way to do it, it'd be Beast. Mm-hmm. Beast is just one of the smartest men in the Marvel U.
I'm taking Vision.
Alright, fine. So, these are pretty much the most lopsided... I got Thor and Winter Soldier.
I got Beta Ray Bill and Captain America. And
I've got to put Thor. Sorry.
I'm taking Captain America.
Wow. No, I'm putting Thor.
Cap could beat Thor.
Cap could not beat Thor.
Cap could beat Thor.
Cap can't beat Thor. You know why? Because Thor is Norse. He's Asgardian, but damn it.
Thor would never fight Captain America.
Thor kicked the shit out of Captain America. Went on record. I even put Thor over my favorite character of all time.
No.
Yeah, I did. Right there.
That's true.
Thor, Winter Soldier. I did it. I did it for the sake of integrity. Because Thor's going to win this whole thing for me.
I got Star-Lord and Vision.
I got Deadpool and Beast. I don't know how Beast and Deadpool are the ones after my whole...
I think it's mostly silly.
Why not? I'm going to put Deadpool over Beast. Why? Because science. That's why. Backwards science.
I'm taking Star-Lord, just because I've already lied enough with it as it is. And, Cap beats Star-Lord.
Alright, so I have Thor versus Deadpool. I'm putting Thor as my top winner of the non-overpowered Marvel characters.
I took Captain America.
I think we just lost a ton of listeners. I'm like, these guys aren't credible at all! Yeah, well, we're comic nerds, raging about comics.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Thor. Thor is my most he's not the most overpowered.
Technically, he is.
He is overpowered, but he's not Black Bolt overpowered.
He is, actually. At the end of The Avengers Disassembled, when they actually ended the Thor title, he ends up with Odin's power on top of his own. Odin's one of the most powerful beings in the Marvel Universe.
But he doesn't have it anymore.
He doesn't have it anymore.
That's what I'm going off of.
But
he is not Black Bolt overpowered. So I'm taking Thor.
Yeah.
And I'm taking Thor versus Captain America.
Preston would be happy with you on that.
I know. Taking Thor over Captain America. Hi, Thor. Mainly because you don't have a Captain America figure out here.
That's because somebody didn't give me the Steve Rogers Super Soldier figure that they owe me.
I forgot to bring it today. I'm sorry. I love you.
Better.
Don't put your hand in my face. I love you.
So I'll Thor's put my mine. Finger in your pee hole.
That'd be like prison talk. I don't agree with this nonsense.
Anyway, it's just fun.
So if you guys want to do that, if you want to make your own little bracket, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
You don't have to be serious about it, because obviously it's comic books. We're grown men arguing about them.
We're grown-ish men.
Grown-ish men. I'm kind of short. But, it's supposed to be fun, so I don't care if you guys agree with this or not. But Thor is pretty damn powerful, and I think he could pretty much beat the hell out of most of the people on this list.
Yeah.
Except for real Phoenix, real Silver Surfer, and real Black Bolt.
Yeah.
So,
real Thor, like, if you're talking at their highest power, then Thor could give him a run for their money.
Thor could give him a run for their
but
money.
But I think if it comes down to it, the most powerful character at full power is going to be Silver Surfer.
Yeah, well, here, let's take our four, to give some credibility to this, we'll take our four ultra-powered characters.
Yeah.
Thor at full power. Take Thor at full power, okay, with
Thor.
Odin's power.
Black Bolt.
Black Bolt. I bet a lot of people didn't think Black Bolt.
Yeah.
He's
super ridiculously powerful.
Black Bolt. Phoenix.
Yeah.
Dark Phoenix. Well, yeah, we'll just put Phoenix.
Yeah. And Silver Surfer.
Mm-hmm. Let's just put him in a battle royale right this second.
I'm going to take Silver Surfer. I know it seems like it shouldn't. It's going to mainly be between Phoenix and Silver Surfer, and I'll tell you why.
Those are the two that
I Because apparently the Phoenix Force is there to destroy pieces of existence that need to go away. But, you know, then again, I don't know, maybe Black Bolt and Thor don't need to go away. So this is not going to be as powerful. But Silver Surfer, full-powered, when he's Galactus's herald. Galactus is one of the oldest beings in existence. Yeah. He was created with the universe. I mean, and if you've read Annihilation, you know what happens when Galactus makes Silver Surfer his herald again. All the problems go away.
Yeah, Silver Surfer just tears
He flies through. Doesn't do anything. He just flies through Annihilus's fleet, and it just disappears.
Yep.
It just explosions and done.
But I'm Silver Surfer. My thinking, peace. Here's Silver Surfer. I'm Black Bolt. Hi. No. Yes.
Not against the full full powered.
What if he just screams at him? Hold on, get out of my house!
No, we must protect this house.
Why is he Arnold Schwarzenegger? I don't know. Why does Black Bolt sound like Arnie?
Have you ever heard him talk?
Yes.
He doesn't. He's got to have an accent in there somewhere. Medusa did. Yeah. Black Bolt's tough, but I don't think that Black Bolt could take Thor.
I gotta take Black Bolt. I think
you know what
Black
I say
Bolt...
now. Because Black Bolt and Vulcan have a full-on fight. And Black Bolt is using his voice. The only reason he doesn't go completely full out is because there's a bomb that's charged with his voice energy. And Black Bolt's power can be harnessed through technology. Thor's cannot, the Phoenix can't, Silver Surfer can't. So Black Bolt, I think, is the first to go.
God. All right, I have to agree, Silver Surfer.
I'm going to say Black Bolt's the first to go. The Phoenix. I think Thor.
I think Thor could take Phoenix.
Yeah, I think that Thor could, and I think that Silver Surfer could too.
Yeah.
Phoenix is definitely
Black
the villain there.
Black Bolt's gone first. Phoenix gone second. Thor versus Silver Surfer.
Yep. That is the big one.
This is Ultra Power Thor.
Yeah.
With Odin's power. And
one of the most powerful beings in the universe. Silver Surfer. You know what?
A herald.
A herald of. Arguably one of the most powerful. I mean, Galactus goes around eating
worlds
because he's hungry.
It'd be fun. What's the it? Is it Id? The crazy planet. This is like DC. The DC one. There's a planet. There's a character. I can't remember the name.
Is it Ranks?
No.
They use Ranks in
the Mad Planet or something. I can't remember it off the top of my head. I'm lack of sleep and trying to remember
you know
what?
Character.
You
know Thor, Silver Surfer, huh? My heart says Silver Surfer. My head says Thor.
Why?
Thor. Okay. Now, when they get rid of Thor, there's these gods called Those Who Watch from Above. They've actually been controlling the Asgardians and setting Ragnarok over and over and over and over for their own amusement. When Odin dies and gives all his power to Thor this time, Thor goes up to those guys and says, "We're done with this.
Enough."
And they're like, "Oh, you can be one of us, Thor, and all this stuff." And he's like, "No, we're done. If I see you again, we will have words." And just
we'll have words.
Disappears and becomes he like sends his consciousness out into the cosmos. I'm gonna take Thor, just to make Preston happy. Full power Thor, but it would be a damn close fight.
You know, I think I would take Silver Surfer, just because. Hey, Galactus, I'm not powerful enough to beat him.
Yeah.
Here you go. All right, let's go. So I'm giving a Silver Surfer, most overpowered being in the Marvel Universe.
Only when he's at Galactus' herald, though. Which they do and do not, depending on... Or they do and undo, excuse me, depending on how they feel. Yeah, well, that's our 10th episode, by the way.
Are we done?
Almost, yeah. We're at minute 13 and a half. Or an hour 13 and a half, excuse me.
We got some more time. Let's do some questions that we missed last week.
Yeah. It's our 10th episode.
We're shocked
we got
that far.
We're actually going to submit to some aggregate sites now.
Yeah.
And maybe get some listens.
Boom. All six of them.
Yeah.
How many listens total do we have?
We have about 200.
200 total listens?
We have about 200 total listens in the last month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rad, considering.
All right, let's see what questions we got today.
Yes, we'll go a little extra long and answer questions.
That's fine by me.
There was some stuff from last week that we didn't get to, and I told the guy I would try to.
Yeah. We'll find that out.
I think it was Dennis.
Yeah, I gotta find that one. James Scott asked if we watched any animated DC movies.
We talked about that already. Which episode was it? Was it 7 or 6?
It was back when we were still swearing.
Yeah.
So I think it was 6.
Yeah.
6 or 7. But
it's in there. Look at our look at the podcast page, and you'll get our full.
Because I can't remember my favorite now.
Yeah. You said Year One, didn't you?
Year One's one of my favorites.
Or
I think that was. Yeah, I think that was my favorite.
I pick New Frontier because it's
amazing. Oh no, that's one I took. Yeah, New Frontier.
New Frontier is pretty ridiculously rad.
Yeah, that was a damn good one. All right, yeah. So that was that.
If you gotta watch one, watch New Frontier.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
If you can watch more than one, which I don't see why you wouldn't, but. Feel free to check out the rest of them, too, because some of them are really good.
All right. Let's see. Damn it, talk.
I'm trying to remember some of the questions that we got asked. We didn't prepare for questions.
I know. I'm trying to find
them. It's hard to do with all the Facebook timeline nonsense.
Yeah, this timeline stuff sucks. It sucks horrible. Horrible amounts of ass.
We ends dislike.
Who's this Josh Harden? We can't be quiet like this.
Hold on.
It's all your fault.
Oh,
here we go.
Danny Lukash, by the way. Sorry.
Why is
Batwoman a lesbian?
Because she likes women.
Yes.
Sorry, Danny.
That. He asked, why isn't there any superhero dating? And
there is, but I mean, it's
yeah.
It's not so overdone.
Yeah, I think that was his main questions. I told him that we'd get to it. So we did. Superhero dating, it has to be done well. But yeah. They do it. It's actually more common than them dating normal people, really.
Yeah.
But their dating is, you know, going and fighting a villain.
Oh, speaking of dating, there was actually a scene in the newest Wolverine.
Oh, God.
Wolverine has a girlfriend. Drawing a blank on her name right now.
Yeah, she's going to die.
But, no, she's actually pretty strong.
She's going to die. I'll
let you read. She's been pretty good in this whole run.
Uh-huh.
But he's in Japan right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into his berserker rage, and there's an old flame around with him. I can't remember her name right now. I'm drawing a full blank. I wasn't prepared for this. But, anyway, he's in this berserker rage. Mystique's around.
Oh,
Mystique
God.
Mystique changes into that. Into the...
The girlfriend?
The girl.
The old flame?
The old flame, yeah. And in Wolverine's Berserker, he just goes totally animalistic, has just crazy hot sex with this girl. Yeah. And Mystique has it set up, so there's pictures being taken. And she sends them to Wolverine's girlfriend.
Wow. They never really talk about him getting the sexy on in his Berserker rage. I don't know how well that would work.
Oh, he's just insane about it.
Biting her and stuff. That's weird.
That makes me uncomfortable. But he's just makes me animalistic about it. Like he has her doggy style and just pound. Wow, we just got
anyway,
R-rated podcast.
No, we're still on PG. Where it's a hard PG 13.
It's a hard PG. We still have a child say the F word.
That's right.
Oh man.
We don't really have much of asking questions, do we?
No, I'm sure there's other ones. I just can't find them with Facebook being crappy. Now.
Since we're 10 episodes in, we should just really thank you guys for listening.
Yeah,
10 episodes worth.
Thanks. I mean,
because I'm sure there's like 3 people that have actually listened to all 10 episodes.
I'm impressed.
They are long suffering. I'm sure.
I do
long suffering.
I actually do listen to them every day. The day after we post them, I listen to them. Yeah.
So there's one play, and the day after that doesn't count.
Yeah.
But, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate
it. Really doesn't mean a lot. I mean, we're two guys that sit there and rage about comics.
Yeah. We ramble and we say bad words. Less now.
Now that we're respectable.
Yeah, we're something anyway.
We're something. Yeah, we're close to being respectable.
Hopefully, we'll start getting some actual guests on here.
Yeah.
That would be really
guests,
fun.
Actual guests, actual, and there's some stuff that might be planned that's pretty big, but I'm not going to spoil it yet. I already told Josh a little bit about it, but he's drawn blanks on it now, I can tell.
But, thanks for listening, guys. We're loving the fact that we're 10 episodes in and there's still enough listens to people actually
that
care.
That we actually want to do this some more.
Yeah.
I love it. I love coming up with ideas. And with this, I will leave us with, I think Sam Jackson needs to make an appearance. He's been a little absent a couple of... But I gotta find the,
cursing one. Yeah, good luck. There's like three of them, I'm sure.
Looking for it. The, you know, for a while, I thought this would be a good way to sum up our idea to make a podcast. But it's turned out to be a pretty good idea. But this is how I thought about it, and Sam Jackson thought the same.
That is, without a doubt, the dumbest idea ever.
Well, Sam, we have proven you wrong. And we have like 10 people that'll back us up on that.
We have like our new tagline, which we're gonna unveil in this one, is Talk and Shop with Chris and Josh.
Not the dumbest idea ever.
Or we're pretty small on the internet.
I like it. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next week.